Hello, everybody. My name is Atticus.
And my name is Hope.
And you are now watching
The White Refrigerator. Welcome back, y'all.
Now, welcome back, everybody, where we're keeping you fresh in the world of myths.
And helping us feel better together, because Lord knows we need it.
Friend, how are you doing this week?
You know what?
The devil.
You know, I'm okay. It's not bad. It's not terrible. I'm just okay. I'm just here. And that's enough for the time being. Like, it is what it is. I think I'm just in a bit of a funk. So everything is like on my nerves. And then also everything is on my nerves just in general. So with a combination of all of that, I'm just like making it through. But it ain't somewhere I ain't been before and been out of it before. So, you know, it'll be good. I'll be cool. I have been listening to, the Wicked soundtrack a little bit more.
I never actually listened to it other than what we keep hearing on TikTok.
It's out on Peacock now, so I watched it.
Is it good?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, I see why they was living in each other's skin. I don't care what nobody say. They you know what?
They was real close.
That could be simply a sisterhood. That's that, yeah. But, you know.
They was real close. Like, because people be, you know, if you got a friend that you close to, you know how people be.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, trying to put you together.
Mm-hmm. Look at him.
I don't know, we best friends, but we ain't never kissed each other's hands before, so that, you know.
That's true. Well, you know, it looks real convincing. It looks real good for the, you know, the TVs and
yeah, I mean,
interviews.
Listen,
there's a lot of chemistry there.
And we know Ariana will steal one. She ain't got no problem. She ain't got no problem stealing your partner. None.
Stealing in a heartbeat. What was I saying the other day? I think I was talking about Jennifer Lopez being brave. Ariana Grande is another brave one. Thank you. Next.
Literally.
We'll move on with her life.
Literally.
So, yeah. Brave.
I got a couple. Okay, so Gotta Go by Dram. Apparently, this is a bit of an older song, or it's not recent. Let me say it's not older. It's just not recent. I do listen to Dram, so like I just must have missed this one. Then there's a song called Plans by Jared Falls. Another one of these. Shout out to TikTok. That's probably one of like my most favorite thing that TikTok has given me. It's like TikTok helps me find like a lot of the artists and the type of music that I like. So I'm always into that. And of course, it's the song, If You Let Me, with Sinead Hernet and Grades. I think that's like super viral on TikTok at the current moment. But mm-hmm. I was a big fan of Sinead way before then. So yeah, that's the additional add-ons to my music list. Other than that, it's just been a lot of replay for TV. I finally got a chance to watch what is it? One of Those Days. I rented it like last week. I was like, I am just gonna watch it because I didn't get a chance to make it to the movies, and I really want to see this, and I really want to support Issa Rae. Mm-hmm. And Kiki and SZA, like just black women doing anything. It was pretty good.
I heard it was like a modern Friday. Is that true?
Kinda. I feel like Friday may have been a little bit funnier, but then that could just be biased because it's a cult classic. Mm-hmm. But it was still funny. It was still funny. Excuse me. It was still had a lot of great moments.
True. I also wanted to go see that, but it was never playing in the daytime. Like, so I like to go to movies in the daytime while everybody's at work or in school, and it's like 15 people in the theater.
And it'd be cheaper, too. I think you go in on certain days, too. You can get in, like, dirt cheap.
That is
dirt cheap for movie prices.
Yeah, but it never played in the daytime, so I never saw it. But I do need to rent that.
It was good. It was good. I'd give it like a 7.5 out of 10. It was
good. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it was good. It's one of those things where I feel like you don't need to overthink it. Some people be overthinking stuff. I'm like, that's not what the movie is for. Just enjoy the damn movie. Golly, peace. Calm down. what else did I watch? I watched something else. It's a movie that just came out on Netflix. It's got the girl that plays 11 on there. Bobby Millie Brown. Oh, well.
Is it the Hush? Yes. That is what we know her from, Stranger Things.
Yep.
That's what we know her from.
It just all hit me at once.
That's all we know her from.
Okay. So it's got her, Chris Pratt, and it's like a not really a dystopia. It's kind of like a, they base it off of like modern times, but like with a twist of like if we had robots. I'm trying to think of the name of it.
It sounds like it could be real good.
Again, that's one of those, like, so many people complained about it, and I'm like, this isn't a complain type situation. You're just being ridiculous, at least in my opinion. I'm tired of them,
because they always ridiculous with any movie. Like, damn, can you just shut up and enjoy it? Just, like, damn.
Please. It's called The Electric State. Okay. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. I would watch it again. And then I watched another movie. I started watching. I haven't been able to finish it. it's called Bionic, and it's on Netflix too. But it's dubbed. It's originally in Portuguese. And it's about kind of the same dystopian type future, I guess. I don't know if this is a future or present too, like the other movie. But basically, people have bionic limbs, and it like makes them superior to regular humans. Yeah, it was like a weird, freaky robot leg sex scene in there. I didn't like that.
That sounds super entertaining.
It was just like he was like rubbing and licking the leg, and I'm like, she can't feel none of that. Can't she feel it?
It's like one of those movies. On? It's not supposed to be a comedy, but it had a whole bunch of moments in there to laugh at.
I mean, I ain't been able to finish it. I have not been able to finish. I've been stuck on 1 hour and 20 minutes for 4 days.
That's because you keep going to sleep. You going to sleep on it?
I ain't going to sleep. I just be like, girl, this is actually not worth my TikTok distraction. Let me get back on this app. I'd rather be on the app than this. Right. But yeah, that's the new TV that I've been into. That's the new music. That's the week in short. What about you, Fran?
So, I actually feel wonderful this week. This week feels fantastic. Like, I'm high a little bit. I don't know if that's it. Maybe it's about time to go to glory. Who knows? But,
you're not leaving me on this bitch alone.
I'm gonna try not to leave you. But it feels good. Like, whatever's going on feels good. Finding more and more to be appreciative of every day. And this isn't... Word. It's not a thing of looking for something to be appreciative for, but actually just like taking a step back and reevaluating. Like, it's not all bad. There's a lot of good shit happening and a lot of good shit like in my life in general. And I realized that I've become a little bit entitled in my way of thinking and spoiled. And I wasn't thinking about the things that are great and are magical, like simple stuff. Seeing the way like the sun reflects off a puddle of water, or like the rainbow that I see from my cheap sunglasses when I look out the side of them, like stuff like that is like it's so cool and simple. But even to the other stuff, like I got food, I got a car, I got my own place to stay. Like I ain't got a lot of money, but I got money to do a little bit of something I want to do every now and then. Like. There's a lot to look up to. On top of that, like I'm healthy and I still have this day. And these days I can use to make the life I want it to be. That's what I have all these days for. So I'm good. I'm good. I'm finding appreciation in like the random stuff. But Yeah, it's not all bad. So we've been doing good like that this week. Let's say when it comes to stuff that I've enjoyed this week, something that I watched, a new show by Shonda Rhimes apparently called The Residence on Netflix. That show is awesome. It's like it's kind of like a murder mystery Clue type of show. It has the lady that was from Orange is the New Black. I think her name is Uzo. I don't know if I'm saying that right. She's African.
Yeah, no, I know who you're talking about. It's like takes place in the White House or something like that.
Yes, the White House, like the primary usher dude is found dead in the White House. So I'm only 2 episodes in so far, but it's super fun. I actually think that might be a great show to like review episode by episode. It's funny. Okay. It's like, it's captivating. It keeps your attention because I actually wasn't scrolling when I was watching it. And I was like, okay, nice. That ain't happened in a while.
That's major. Yeah.
So that is a great show. I want to keep watching it, but it's only 8 episodes and I don't want to finish it yet. Like I'm trying to savor because all of it's right out there for me. But when it comes to music, been in my R&B bag a little bit more this week. My Summer Walker, my Money Long, Coco Jones. God, I'm obsessed with Coco Jones right now, friend. It's bad.
She makes great music.
She makes great music. And something about that performance on the Terrell show, like, set me off.
I'm off the rocker. I'm just hoping he does that for like all the homies, because that means we gonna get one with Duran. That means,
oh yes.
Listen. I'm ready. And it was good production. Shout out to Terrell. Production was amazing.
Amazing. This was all right. Y'all doing one of them intimate Beyonce special productions up there in the house. Okay.
He got money. I was like, come on, Terrell.
He got money and the performance didn't disappoint. That's the thing that's like getting me about it. The performance was everything.
And the crowd was everything. The way they was interacting. It was just, it was a vibe.
The band, like, I would have loved to have been just in that room. Just a fly on the wall. And I don't know if y'all remember this person, but her name is Carrie Hilson. She's been missing for quite some time. There may have been, like, an incident a while back. Carrie Hilson popped up on my YouTube randomly. After, I don't know, I think before this series of videos she's been posting, it's been like 10 years. It was called like We Need to Talk, but it's a series and I think there are 5 of them as we're making this video on the 26th of her like talking to herself. And it's her speaking like from her personable, like Carrie side, and then the Carrie Hilson, the artist side, and they're having conversations about her making new music. And just kind of what her life is like now. And at the end of each one, there's like snippets of new music. Now, let's go back just a little bit. She did have a little bit of an incident when she was at the height of her career. And I've heard like a lot of stuff come out about that. And I don't know I don't know what to believe. People be lying about stuff. But it is easy to believe that a man may have been behind some of that stuff. Yeah. It could have been an ego thing, but it also could have been like higher ups telling you to do what you did. But either way, because of that, she disappeared for quite a while. But it seems like she's back. So I'm all for it. I'm excited because she was that girl. She's absolutely fucking gorgeous. Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous. Super duper talented, voice is amazing, awesome performer. Like she had the whole package. I hate that whatever happened, but she's definitely one of them.
I don't know about that whole thing with well, those of us who know, we remember what happened, but I was like, sis, listen, that's not the tree you want to bark up.
That ain't the tree you want to climb.
It wasn't, because that was it after that.
Yeah, it took the fire rescue team 10 years to get you down that tree. It's been a long time.
I'm interested to see what a comeback looks like for her, because she was definitely the pinnacle of so much good music in the 2000s. So shout out to her. I mean, people forget, like, at one point, It was like literally Beyonce, Carrie Hilson, Ciara, Ashanti, and those were your girls right there.
Was Rihanna? Rihanna was around, Rihanna? I think, at that time. But Carrie Hilson, I almost wish I could have got like a glimpse of what that would have been had all that stuff not happened. Like, where would she be now? Because she was one of them to reckon with. I feel like she had like a super great trajectory, but you know, we'll see. We'll see. I'm excited about what that comeback looks like, though.
Me too. Me too. She makes great music. So I guess really two things for Top Shelf really quick. Mm-hmm. I watch RuPaul's Drag Race. From time to time, I don't watch it all the time, but time to time when I can, I watch it. I enjoy it. But so he does this thing where Ru will bring on like some of the parents, and one of the drag queens is called her stage name is On Your Nerves, which I love. I love drag queens' names. But it's a gay black man, right? Mm-hmm. And when Ru brought out her parents, it was her dad. And to see a black man come in there and love on his gay drag queen son, like,
way back when, too?
Right. Right, like, first of all, the way On Your Nerves just immediately broke down crying.
Aww.
They love each other. Like, this baby, they have a healthy relationship.
Like, this ain't for TV. This is genuine.
Right. And to be here today to see that, I don't know, that just, I was like, the black community really is healing. I have said this before. I don't know if I've said this on the podcast, but I've said this before in just general. The moment the black community can get beyond transphobia and homophobia, there's not anything you're going to be able to do to stop us. Because at that point, we will all be in a collective unison.
I feel like those are a couple of the only things that are stopping us. There's a few more, but those are like super huge.
Well, you have your elitism because of capitalism and people thinking they better than other folks. You still have colorism because that's the thing. But like, I think the homophobia isn't transphobia. I say colorism is up there too. But like, the more we can unify, the more powerful we truly become. But anyways, I digress. I say that to say seeing that was like the sweetest thing ever. Because wow, what a time. Like, what a time we're in for that to happen. True. And speaking of what a time we live in where we are finding out about World War III in a group text.
That was different.
I don't know what timeline we switched to, but I really want to switch back at this point. Like, I really, really want to switch back because I don't know what this is, but I don't like it.
It's very different.
Even I don't like this at all.
You remember when they was on Hillary Clinton ass about them emails? Because she sent some emails from like her private home server or something.
Friend.
Y'all invited a reporter to a Signal chat, which, don't get me wrong, I actually love Signal. Signal's probably one of my favorite messaging platforms. But y'all invited a reporter to a Signal chat and just kept discussing everything in this chat. All I can say is keep being incompetent so we can keep seeing stuff. I feel like this type of stuff is keeping us in the know. Y'all just being, you know, a little bit dumb. Between this and whoever's in the White House recording these conversations and leaking them, if they're real, they're real, because they make my day. The one with J.D. Vance had me crying real tears.
Friend.
He's making me look bad. I am the important one. I am the elected official.
You
can hear the white man all in his voice. I am the important one. I am the elected official. He's from South Africa.
He kind of low key called him a white nigga. He's,
he did. South
Africa. I don't know if they're true or not. Some people, I haven't even looked to see, but some people are saying, I know the, I mean, somebody's clearly doing something, because when Elon Musk's baby was in there telling Trump that he wasn't, you're not the president, sounding like Gollum.
Shut your mouth. Sounded and looking like a alien.
The funny thing is, like, I know how sound production works. Me and Atticus have both dabbled in videography. We are aware of how sound works. Y'all have a much greater budget than anything he and I could have ever imagined. So you're telling me that y'all didn't have enough anything to filter out this little kid? Somebody, somebody is your op there, and I love them for that.
I also feel like the kid was kind of like a surprise. Like, he wasn't supposed to be there. Like, we didn't think we needed this extra protection, because this mother wasn't supposed to be here. He just in here causing all kinds of trouble.
Listen, friend, it was great. It was the recording of Trump and Elon. It's not okay. It's not.
It's bad. That's how he said. It's bad. It's not okay. It's bad.
Whew, to lose $130 billion in less than a month.
For your top, what was that, the top investor to come out and say, it's time for you to not be CEO anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or to get out of the government. Down. Yeah.
Also, the recall on these Tesla trucks has been tickling the shit out of me. Have you seen these videos of people ripping them apart?
I've been seeing them actually since they first started shipping Tesla. Is people, you know, people have all those videos where they go out and test the vehicles and put them through all these different durability tests. When I tell you these motherfuckers was falling apart then from the very beginning, this one dude, he was literally, I don't know what part of the vehicle it was, but he was trying to tow something and a part of it tore off, and he was he just went and like pulled on it and it just kept coming off, and he was like, wow. Most durable truck in America. This is crazy.
Child, I don't know when these people will realize that they selling you lies. I seen a lady. I went to work the other day, and I pulled up, and I guess maybe she was coming in to get her little coin or whatever, because, you know, we be issuing checks in the front office. So I pull up beside her. She got like a giant Donald Trump thing, like the little, what do you call them, stickers in the windows.
Was she other?
Very Hispanic. And I'm just like, this is hilarious for all the wrong reasons. I don't get it. I get it, right? Racism. I saw this thread on TikTok.
I don't, because it's against you. The rhetoric is against you.
They don't think like that. That's the thing. They don't think. They think only black people. But in reality,
it's not about us. Ain't nobody trying to deport us.
I was just going to say that, like, when in reality, and I've said this before, and we ain't going to cut this out, because I'm going to say what I said, and I'm going to say it with my chest, because I meant what the fuck I said when I said it then. He hates y'all way more than he hates us. He may not like black people. That may be tried and true, okay? I believe that with my whole heart. He's absolutely a bigoted. I know they probably throw the N-word around in the house like ain't nothing. I know they probably call Kamala every single type of N-word that they think of, okay? But they don't care if we hear. They quite literally want y'all out this bitch. The amount of videos that I see of especially like the Cubans. Now, the Puerto Ricans, I think after they let that man call the country trash, some of them still voted for him, but the majority of them, I think they was like done after that. But like, specifically, I've seen like Venezuelans, Mexicans, Cubans, like, baby, he hates y'all. It's not a dislike. He hates y'all. And to worship him and be on his dick like that is crazy. It was just the music. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, I hear the music before I see this little, whatever you call them, sticker she got on the side of her car. And it is loud Mexican music. And I love it. I love Mexican culture in general.
All these different cultures that are here. Super interesting. Each one has their place.
Each one, I mean, the world is so big. Mm-hmm. You can take something from everybody. But it was just her sitting there. And she had a couple of decals. That's what I'm trying to think of. She had a couple of decals on the car of like Trump and Make America Great Again. I'm like, baby.
It makes me sad.
He would get you out of here the first chance that he got. The first chance that he got. But because I be rambling, y'all, and I'm sorry. I saw this post that was like, you're a conservative, but you don't agree with this. This is what I saw. I'm a conservative, but I don't agree with what did he say? I'm trying to remember all of this. Like, I'm a conservative, but I don't agree with traditional marriage. Everyone should have the right to love who they want to love. I'm a conservative, but I believe in open borders. I'm a conservative, but I believe you should have the right to choose who you want to marry. I'm a conservative, but I believe homeless people should be helped. I'm a conservative. And like, there's a theme, but you know what I didn't see? I ain't see them say nothing about black people. Which brings me right back to the point that I have been saying from day one. Everybody thought that all this hatred and vitriol, which a lot of it is, was towards black people. And that's why they voted the way that they did. It's really that simple.
How could you think that? Okay, so this goes perfectly into today's topic. 'Cause what do you mean? In my opinion, the messaging from his very first term as president has been Mexicans are rapists, murderers, violent gang members. He came out saying this shit loud as fuck on podiums.
With his chest.
With his chest and all of his people. This is from my point of view. Before him and his running, Mexicans were not an issue like that. I had never heard it being spoken about like that ever. And not only that, you just got out here and lied and flat out just called a whole race of people something that is completely not true. These are regular people just like us. They work hard as fuck for what they have. They pay taxes. They don't benefit from shit if they're illegal. So what is the bad thing about them being here? They're just here living their life.
And that's another crazy thing, too. A lot of them are like, they get food stamps and welfare. Baby, if they're not documented, they can't get in. They pay taxes, but they can't get any benefits. What the hell is you talking about? But
this is the crackhead stuff.
My issue is the ones who clearly have an issue with black people. Because no matter how you flip it and turn it, you have an issue with black people. You voting for someone who hates you because you think, I don't even know what they thought. I saw a video of this. I got to send it to you, friend. This Cuban lady, her and her family, as soon as he won, jamming, okay? The next clip, it's a, nah. Like she is going off because they done deported her husband. Bitch, what did you think was going to happen?
They kept telling you. They've been saying it out loud forever. I don't understand. What messages were you getting that made you vote for him? Because the only message I kept seeing, deport these niggas. Deport these niggas. Gay is bad. Everything but straight white is bad.
Straight white males specifically.
Straight white males is bad. White women, you can't vote no more if you're married.
Have kids
and have again kids. Deport these niggas. That's all I kept hearing.
I mean,
that's all I kept hearing. So what I, about that
I love the ones say, who was like
he's a God-fearing man. I'm going to vote for him.
Friend, what about this man says God-fearing? I don't understand that. I mean, friend, when I say let's go ahead and get into the main topic, y'all.
Yeah.
The main topic this week is communication versus comprehension. comprehension and communication. We're just going to sick way all, like all of this. We're going to put all this together. So there's an issue. There, y'all have heard me say this since last year. I cracked the joke. Niggas don't read. People don't read anymore, and that is a very real and unfortunate thing. And on top of it being very real and unfortunate, we have to, at this point, have the conversation of how detrimental this is, not only it is, but is becoming. This is a level, I forgot who I was talking to about this. It might have been Jason, but we're talking about like anti-intellectualism. Like people are fighting against being smart nowadays.
Fighting against the fact. You will hold on to your ideology, fight against every fact that's in front of you. Tell me you doing all kind of fucking Mr. Fantastic bending and warping your mind to fight the truth.
Oh, so you doing the bending?
Yeah, nigga!
Just hateful and ignorant. And it's just like...
Yes, and out loud with it. And look so stupid while you're doing it. But it's, oh, whatever.
And now we see... What's the TikTok? Here comes the... What is it? Here comes the something of my actions. I gotta find a clip, but it's a sound and it's hilarious because that's what this is. Y'all out here rioting, mad. I didn't know this was gonna happen.
He told you. This was the message.
Messaging. I remember when y'all was like, Project 2025 wasn't real. Now, the last time I checked, every single thing that was in Project 2025, he been signing them executive orders away, bitch.
But... That's why his hand all bruised up. He probably on blood thinners. Every time he pick up that pen, they break, bless a blood vessel in his hand. Seen that motherfucker hand? That motherfucker hand was bruised up bad.
Not him on Xarelto. That's because Trump baby hitting his hands with rulers every time he get back on man.
That's elder abuse. They up there abusing that man.
Anyway, what about you, friend? What's your thoughts on communication, comprehension, a lack thereof, its current state, all the things?
So communication versus comprehension, okay, they were sisters. They were sisters, but it's like, it's weird because it's almost like they're one and the same. You have, it's like oil and water when it doesn't work, but like a sweet symphony of voices when it does, but like I Cantina again when it doesn't, or things get like confusing. I think there are a lot of different factors as far as when they, like when they don't work, why they don't work. Because one, let's get the fact straight that communication is not just verbal. Communication is other things. It's your body language. It's your tone of voice. Your face, your facial expressions, like the way you communicate stuff becomes a part of the message. So you have that first and foremost. Then there are other factors that might like impact your communication, such as how you're feeling at the time when whatever message is being communicated. Because when you're, let's just say I'm trying to tell you something, but I'm pissed off at you right now. The message is not going to come across. Your behavior diminishes your message. What Ayanna tell Tamar Braxton, your behavior diminishes your message.
That was the immediately first thing I thought of too.
Because did she lie?
No, I mean, like you said, that was a great scenario to say when you're mad at somebody. Mm-hmm. I am one of the few people that, now I may stand alone on this, I don't think it's good to communicate with somebody when you're mad.
100% agree.
You got to simmer down, get a little sense about yourself, and then let's, because you can't talk. Because when you're mad, it take one thing, now y'all yelling, and now it's almost fisticuffs, like your hand, you got that Arthur.
Arthur, okay, Arthur.
Yeah, you got the Arthur fist, y'all sitting there arguing, and you finna get ready to knock this bitch out.
Because tension is already heightened. You can't nothing's rational. The best thing, what Brene Brown saying that, but this is not productive. I have to reschedule. If that's what you got to do, listen, I can't talk. We can't do this right now. I'm gonna get us. Let's get us a beat and come back in a few minutes or tomorrow, however long it takes for us to calm down, and then discuss what happened. Because more than likely, right, it was a miscommunication because the message wasn't received well or understood. But even on top of that, so let's just take being angry out of it for a second. Like, take your personal relationships out of it. If you've worked in a or been in a corporate environment, communication is very different in those environments from what you like grew up used to seeing, like, from your people. So it's kind of hard to navigate. And I think some of that is because, for one, I feel like we're outnumbered in a lot of those situations. But also there's like a cultural background that causes us to communicate differently. I feel like when Black people communicate, we're a lot more direct with stuff or just saying like what needs to be said. So our messages don't get misconstrued. Like, I'm communicating this point blank period. This is what it is. I noticed that when I worked in that environment, communication was very passive, or I'm telling you things in a different way than you're used to hearing it. Like, say, for instance, I tell you, you need to do this, this, and that. You need to do 1, 2, and 3, right? Just point blank, we need 1, 2, and 3 to be done. If it's coming from someone else who's not used to communicating so directly and they think it's aggressive, we might be having a conversation where they say these things need to be done, but they don't tell you directly that you need to do these 3 things. Does that make sense? Then they coming back to you, well, why didn't you do this? We discussed this. Sort of, but not really. Like, why didn't you just tell me you needed me to do this? Like, damn, I would have done this. Now you done caused this whole big ass issue because,
yeah,
what the fuck for? That type of thing happened quite often.
I can't read your mind, bitch. What do you want?
Yes, I can't read your mind, and I don't communicate that way. Tell me point blank, because I don't know. Maybe it's a man thing. I don't read between lines all the time. Sometimes I can, but most of the time, like, you got to say.
No, I think you hit it on the head with it being a cultural thing. I'm a very direct person. Like, I'm the type of person, spell it out for me. What what do you want? I need concise. I don't need, don't be like, one of the things that used to piss me off, and I ain't gonna say too much, but the situation that I got out of before I jumped over, when I switched teams, that was one of the things that he was particularly bad about doing, and that used to irk the shit out of me. Well, I put the note in here, but you didn't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't clear with me. I need to know exactly what it is that I need to do. And if you have a short delivery doing that, again, I'm the type of person, if I feel like I'm an irritant to you at all, don't worry about it.
That's don't worry it. About it. You ain't got to worry about me no more.
You ain't got to worry about, It's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to figure out another. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think also, speaking of that, so I want to bring up something real quick that you were talking about, like, a cultural difference. Somebody said they were talking about Milchick from Severance, and they said the reason
y'all
that
I'm going to talk about him.
Hold on, I haven't even. Well, I got to finish season 2.
But season 2 is.
They said it's good as hell. I'm yes. Like, okay, I got to get into Paradise, and I got to finish Severance. But somebody said the reason that Milchick, and I said, bitch, if you don't say words, she said the reason that Milchick doesn't have to be severed is because Black people disassociate every day. Yeah, gagged. I was like, she said, when Whoa. We come to work, we that's where you get the code switching from. Like,
Whoa. We
automatically disassociate every day. So who we are at work is never who we are at home.
Wow. With
white people, they're always the same person because they feel safe always being that person. In order for us to function in society, we have to disassociate our culture and who we are, especially in a professional setting. I said, bitch, listen. You
what?
You might have ate real bad with this.
You,
I was like,
yes, oh. That is so true.
Yeah, she was like, that's why he doesn't have to be severed. We sever every day. We disassociate every day. We are always two people.
Yes, I can't say too much, but you really got to get into season two.
It's on the agenda. I just been overworking my fucking self.
Yeah, which you need.
I'm finna stop. Trust me, I'm finna stop.
Okay. When it comes to season two, that character specifically, he has some interesting stuff happening towards the end, and I might need to go back and rewatch it because maybe I misinterpreted some stuff. But I don't. I'm not gonna say nothing because you got to get into it.
Somebody said he bucked against the system a little bit, and
he did, but I can't like quite tell if this is him like actually. If this is just him like demanding his respect, or if he's actually like becoming something different altogether. I'm not sure. I'm hoping it's him becoming something different altogether, but we'll see.
I don't know. I didn't mean to interrupt you though, friend, but when you said that, it immediately made me think of that TikTok. And I was like, bitch, we do every day. Is literally not the same person as this version of who I actually am.
Every single day. What do you think one of the biggest issues when it comes to comprehension might be? And mine, like, I'll tell you mine first. I think one of the biggest issues with people comprehending, if you're trying to give them something that you want them to understand, I feel like a lot of the times we don't like follow up or ask for feedback. It's just like, I'm telling you something, but I'm not asking you if you understood what I was saying. You get what I'm saying?
Word.
Like, okay. I'm just spouting off and you automatically need to understand what I'm saying. That's what I think like the biggest issue is, especially if you're in a, I don't even want to say in an argument, but you know, if you're going back and forth with somebody, I feel like both people are just kind of talking to be understood, but nobody's really reading or asking if the other person understands them. So that's what I think one of the biggest issues is, like, damn. Can you at least just ask me if I understood what you were saying? But so, also, people don't ask, like, make it clear that they understood or not. So there's that.
So that was actually going to be my response to your question. So literally, to piggyback right off of you, people asking the follow-up questions if they understand. Also, on the other side of that, people... Okay, so two things you said. So one, people do just talk at each other. I think that's one of the biggest issues is people... People literally respond to rebuttal. People don't ever just like listen anymore. Because some things are so obvious. They are just like, I feel like the world is majority gray. But then there are some things that are like black and white. Like it cannot be any more clear than what it is. But people just, if it's something that they don't want to see or don't want to, they're just going to automatically refute it. They're just like, no, this isn't what I want. This isn't what I think. So this is just, no, this is, I'm just not going to do this or I'm not going to deal with this. So they just shut it down altogether. But also, like you were saying with follow-up questions, people also don't say they don't understand things.
That's true. Like, what do you think? Is that like pride, or I just don't want you to think that I'm dumb, that I'm not going to ask a question?
So I apply this to everything in life. So this isn't even just like things that you don't know per se. Like, people, I think it's the thing of like, one, you don't want to be combative. Two, you don't want to be a burden. Three, you just want to be done with whatever the situation is. So versus getting clarity, you're just like, fuck it. Like, I'm not even going to put myself out there because I don't want this conversation to continue anymore. Mm-hmm. So I think it's on both parties, because if I say Atticus, please, I don't know, sweep the porch off. Do you know what part of the porch I want you to sweep off?
I'm just assuming the whole thing. I mean, don't ask me to sweep off part of the porch.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's, and then I turn around and say, well, why did you sweep off the left side of the porch? I was over there planting my seeds, and now you done put flowers all over my goddamn coffee pot. Like, you
know. See, so whose fault was that one?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So it's just like, I think the issue with comprehension is, one, people don't listen. People quite literally only like absorb enough to rebuttal. That's it. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't hear anything else. I didn't even feel any emotion. Only my feelings and emotions matter at this moment. Mm-hmm. And I love you brought up follow-up questions because that was literally my thing. People don't say that they don't understand. So I don't think it's just the person to say, you know, do the follow-up questions. I think you should, but then it's also to the other person as well. I think it's equal both parties. Like, okay, I didn't understand this. Please explain. And then that other person has to have the patience to explain it to make sure it's done correctly. Because once you get something and it's done right, then you got it. That's another thing. People spiral out and they don't have patience and they don't this and they don't. And it's like, if you did it right the first time, this wouldn't be an issue.
True. Do it right the first time. You ain't gotta wonder. I'll take back to like a personal experience I had with my brother a couple of years ago. He wanted me to take like pictures of him and his old lady, like for Valentine's Day. He had asked months before, and I was like, sure, fine. That specific day, Valentine's Day came, I saw him and we were talking, but he said something that made me think they weren't going to take the pictures. I don't remember exactly what he said to me, but I took it as, okay, that's not going to happen today, so I can take all this stuff down. Then, like, 9 o'clock that night, he calls me. Child, I was saying, I was laying down. I'm in my bed. I done took my stuff down, too. He was like, you ready to take the picture? I was like, I thought we weren't doing that. He was like, why you think that? I was like, because you said this, I just assumed. So it was my fault because I didn't ask any clarifying question to make sure that that was what was happening. But I just assumed from what you said that the whole thing was canceled. Like, you want to do it? I was like, I ain't finna get up. I ain't finna do all of this stuff. I'm sorry. So...
Also, 9 o'clock at night is crazy.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I get it. It's Valentine's Day. Y'all probably been out, like, you know, doing whatever. So I get it. That was probably like a last stop thing. But there wasn't enough communication for me to understand what had happened.
Yeah.
And I obviously didn't express to him that I took it that way. So that was, I would say that one was on me. But those are simple.
I would say it's actually on both of y'all. So, like, when he said whatever he said, then, yeah, it should have been on you to respond, at least follow up, like, hey, what you mean by that? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, what do I need to do? What I got going on? But then also, on his end, you know, you tell me in December you want to take photos in February. I need a reminder. That was
literally the situation.
You got to tell me something in the January. Like, you got to follow up with this. Are we still doing it? Do we have a time? Because that's why I said 9 o'clock is crazy. Because I need to have a time in mind. I need to know exactly what part of my day I'm going to slice out to get this done. Because I don't mind doing it, but true. I need you to articulate every single thing you want, every single way you want, so I know what I'm dealing with. Like, I do not do last minute anymore. Ooh, yeah. I can't stand that.
I'm real bad about schedule changes. Like, when it comes to, let's say you going out to eat or something, if we didn't schedule the time and at the last minute it's not going to happen, or you're late, not like late called me, I'm going to be a few minutes late type of call, but just late and I'm like waiting for you. Those types of things piss me off real bad. And I don't know why. Like, I hate them. I hate when that happens.
Like, that's the a disrespect smallest inconvenience. To my time, though.
It's true. And I try to understand, like, some people are just, they got that CP time baked in them. So I try to be like lenient, but that pisses me off so bad. Like, don't tell me a time and that's not the time.
I'm a little bad about that. You remember when we used to go places, I'd be like, all right, pull up at 2:30. And now I'll always be ready at like 3 o'clock. Just be like, we supposed to be going to the goddamn job.
It's okay. Those, like, I actually want to say, I think this might be specific to food, because at that time I probably ain't ate nothing and I'm waiting to eat. And then here you are.
When it comes to most stuff,
I don't care.
Sitting in a restaurant, just, they're coming.
Yep.
Ma'am, are you sure? Yes! Yeah. Don't embarrass me, like, bitch!
Shit, you ain't gonna embarrass me. I'll go out to eat by myself in a heartbeat. I do all type of shit by myself. Go out to eat, movies, what the fuck ever. But bitch, I ain't ate nothing today. I've been waiting. And here you go.
It ain't even doing it by yourself. It's just, I done told these people somebody else supposed to be right here. Hold this table for three.
Now they over there at the host desk talking about me. Look at this. Look at this big nigga.
You just sitting.
He on his third cup of lemonade.
Go ask him if he wants some bread and salad, fat ass. Right. I know he wants something to snack on. Get him something to snack on. And you do be a little hungry. You're like,
right.
I'll have one bread and salad, please. I know you're going to have a shred of cheese.
Yeah.
Greedy ass.
Already, or it be the nice black. I already got it on the way, baby. I know you.
See, I couldn't handle that if I was already mad, because I'd be ready to cry. You're right. I'm going to crash the fuck out. This bitch just lit me up. Yeah. Also, I think another issue with comprehension, though, is people not saying what they mean the first time.
That's true.
People don't. I don't. And this just could, again, be a thing that's coming with age. I don't like to dilly-dally and beat around the bush no more. Like, I'm probably going to be like, it's not that I don't like you. I just, the vibe is off. And we probably, you know, like, mm-hmm. I'm just going to say what it is. Like, I'm not going to, excuse me, I'm not going to pretend and just lie about shit. Like, if something isn't working, people don't say that anymore. Something isn't working, say it. If you're uncomfortable, say it. You don't like something, say it. Like, stop. Like, people can't comprehend unspoken things.
There you go.
Again, like we were talking about earlier, I can't read your mind. Now, I will say this is an old saying I used to hear all the time. And a guy from back home used to say it. He's a club owner, real cool dude. He said, I'm only responsible for what I say, not for what you comprehend.
Friend, that is a it's a great statement, not 100% true. And the only reason I say that is because if the communication ain't clear, and then I also feel like we have like different levels of understanding things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So some people, you may have to break it down a totally different way for them to actually understand what you're saying. So in one sense, he's true. I'm not responsible for what you understand. I'm just telling you what it is in the way that I know how to tell you.
Right.
Now, if you don't understand it, that's on you. But if you know you're talking to somebody who may take a little bit, maybe a little bit slower to understand things. Because sometimes, friend, I can be that way sometimes. Some shit goes smooth over my head. I'll just be looking like,
friend, I'm that way 98% of the time. I know people be fed the fuck up with me. Oh, what is that? I don't know. I'm trying.
So what you saying? Oh, that's another part too. If you wonder, like, if you're overwhelmed or frustrated mentally, you don't even process stuff the right way. So you
work,
come
Brand, in, you better say that.
Yeah, like you come in as a boss or a superior figure coming to somebody telling them something. They already overworked. You saying some shit and all they hear is
you talking and all I hear is down on my luck. Back.
You just trying to keep from crying and they like you just looking at this person talking, they mouth moving, you don't hear shit that they saying.
At this point, you antagonizing me, bitch. Move!
Yeah. You just be like, even your part don't come out. You be like, what? What are you saying? Damn!
What do you want?
What do you want? That could have been an email. Send it in. It can be... I feel like I communicate better through written things than through words sometimes.
I know for a fact I don't.
Because my words will get jumbled up and I'll be all in Africa with what I'm trying to say. But when I write it down, it's a little bit clearer. Even for myself. Like, damn, bitch, why didn't you just say this? You done went everywhere else with this conversation. So, yeah. But I do feel like a lot of communication issues could be solved just by asking the other person if they understand what you're saying. Or if you're the one being talked to, like, just make sure I understand what you're saying. You said this, 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 and this.
Right.
So you can be on the same page. But miscommunication is easy. It's easy as fuck.
Well, also to what you were saying about the whole, you know, that old folk saying, you know, I'm only responsible for what I say and not for what you comprehend. There's a whole other factor that people do not take into consideration with this saying. And that is your actions. Your That's words true. Will never outweigh your actions. I'm sorry. Words are powerful. As somebody mm-hmm. who is an affirmation lover, I love words of affirmation. That is one of my love languages. Tell mm-hmm. me you like what I'm doing. You enjoy me. I need to hear that. It just makes my day. Also, you can't tell me that and then turn around and act something. You can't
act the complete opposite of what you
yeah,
just
like,
said.
Yeah, like, what I hope I love being around you, but you don't ever want to be around me.
Are you gaslighting me?
There we go. So
what?
And you ain't got to worry about gaslighting me anymore because I'm going to take some gas and light your ass up. That's going to be the only gas lighter is going to happen. You're going to be in flames. Either my next love going to be my last love or my first murder. I'm going to let you choose, bitch. No, it ain't that serious. But your actions mean a whole lot. So you can say, you know, I'll give a perfect example talking about love and relationships. You can say, I'm only responsible for what I say and not what you comprehend. Okay, let's say you say, well, we just gonna fuck around you know, be friends. You know, we ain't trying to do nothing else. But your actions, you're doing shit that's given partner. And it's like, no, now I'm confused.
Those now conversations are the worst because it almost never pans out that way. Somebody has feelings and stuff starts to happen that shouldn't happen in that situation.
And I think it's both of their faults. And two, one mm-hmm. of the biggest factors of that is the duration in which they let some of this shit go on.
Mm-hmm.
Nip shit in the bud early when it is presenting itself to be a problem.
Let
stop
it go.
It right there. Stop it in its tracks. Because the longer you let something linger, it literally only gets worse. Gets worse. It's going to be harder to talk about. It's going to be harder to bounce back from. It's going to be harder to deal with. Now my comprehension is going to be a little bit shaky. Because we've been kicking it like this for 8 months now. What the fuck do you mean?
Communication and
confrontation. You had it right. No, if you want one.
Communication and comprehension is a little bit shaky because we've been acting like we in a relationship, but as soon as something else come along, you're going to start acting funny and you'll be like, oh, we're not in a relationship, you know? I don't know why you're acting like this. Bitch! One hand on neck, one hand on frontal. Why are you being weird to me? What do you mean?
Why am I acting weird like this? To me? Listen, friend, I don't know how bad it is in the gay male community, but in the lesbian community, that what you just said is the absolute worst, bitch. Y'all will be fucking around for a whole year kicking it with each other like it's nothing. I'm talking about going over to each other's house, watching movies, spending all day together, and then they pop up with a girlfriend 2 weeks later. Bitch, what have we been for this whole last year? I just told you that you were, you know, we were just, that's why I'm real funky about the whole friends with benefits thing. Mm-hmm. I think maybe it's if y'all are mature enough, it could be a thing, but I don't
think he can be, to be honest.
How friendly are we talking about? Yeah. Maybe associates with benefits. Yeah. But we can't be, because the moment, feelings don't work like that. Like, you start, you know, it gets serious. I'm going through some shit. You checking up on me. I'm crying on your shoulder. You crying on my... Now we in some different territory.
This is a relationship now.
Right. We need to have another conversation. And that's the thing. People don't want to talk to each other.
Exactly. I don't think that's bad with two gay men. I feel like if hookup culture is a thing, child, ain't no feelings nowhere. I think that happens more so when DL people start to come into the picture. Then things might get a little bit dicey. But other than that, I don't think it's a super huge issue. Because we all hoes. We know... Ew. He lying to me, I'm lying to him. Fuck it. Guess we both ain't shit.
I'm just saying.
I mean, that's my take on it, but I might be a little bit wrong.
I mean, my thing is just people just have to talk. People have to talk. They have to want to talk. And you have to want to listen. You have to want to understand. Like, people, like you said, they have their ideologies in the way. They have their own belief system in the way. They have their own whatever in the way. And it's like, well, no, this is what this is. Like, people don't even attempt to listen, to have a different perspective, understand that there's more out there than just this one way that you think. I tell people all the time, one of the hardest things that I've ever had to battle wasn't learning, it was unlearning. It was unlearning so I could make myself understand perspectives different than my own. Like, I can't be a functioning adult in society and actually care about the world when I'm just like, my point of view is the only point of view that matters. It's the only relevant point of view, and fuck everybody else. That's not how humans should be towards one another, because we're all different and we're different for a reason.
Yes, you better say words. That is so true. Also, you got to take into account too, you got to have like enough awareness, I feel like, to understand what's happening in the situation. Because sometimes a motherfucker will be, they're intentionally misunderstanding what you're saying to try to flip some shit around. So you got to be a little bit aware of what's going on. Because, like, bitch, you know what the fuck I'm saying. I'm about to bust you in the back of the head with the camera.
You're trying to gaslight me. Okay. Yeah.
So you want to play, because some people play games all day long. They know exactly what you're saying. They just don't want to take accountability for whatever is happening. So
last love or first murder, I'm telling you right now, friend.
Yeah.
But yeah, do you have anything else on this topic of comprehension and communication?
No, I ain't got nothing else. Just try to understand what's happening. That's all I got.
Same. If we don't at least try to understand each other, like, it's just stop listening with your head and start listening with your heart. Like, try to be decent.
Yes, but depending on who you talk to, because you can't listen with your heart to everybody, because the motherfuckers be playing games.
Facts.
Playing games. Let your head.
I want to leave y'all with something before we wrap up this episode, and this is something that I saw, and I want to come back to this next week. For the next 7 days, so today's Wednesday the 26th, we'll be recording again next Wednesday. Y'all will get this, so this will be your Monday. So whatever the following Monday is to the next Monday is when this will apply to y'all. But if someone was watching you, could you say for the next 7 days, at the end of those 7 days, you've actively put more than an hour towards whatever your dream is? Now, most of us, the answer is going to be no.
Ooh.
It's going to be no. But to have it addressed in real time, I just want to see what it looks like. Like, when you get to the end of that week, would you be able to look back and say, okay, I did this for myself, or I did this, versus, you know, doing stuff for other folks. But yeah, that's going to be something I present next week. Friend, I want to follow up on that.
Friend, that's a good ass question. I want to follow up on that too.
What did you do for a whole week towards your future? But anyways, that's all I got, y'all. What about you, friend?
That is all I got too. Y'all stay blessed, stay childish, and take care of yourself. And we'll see y'all again next week.
We'll see you again next week, y'all. Peace. Bye.